Episode 2690, How Loud Is Your Cry?
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. I hope you're ready to rest in God's arms today. He has a plan for you, and sometimes I think we're just trying to go way ahead of where He wants us to be. How loud is your cry? For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and to sign up for the KISSES newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Micah 7, verse 7 says this, "But as for me, I watch in hope for the Lord. I wait for God, my Savior. My God will hear me." How loud is your cry? Sometimes our determination can reflect stubbornness as we barrel through life, making our plans definite while God's plans sit on the sidelines. Sound all too familiar? However, we also tend to forget that God is in charge of our lives. That sounds all too familiar too, because we run away from it. Jeremiah 29:11, "You know it, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." Do you see the overlap here? Hope in both of them, both in Micah 7:7 and Jeremiah 29:11. I watch and hope for the Lord. And the Lord says, plans to give you hope and a future. Then why run your life in fear? Silence your fears, for God hears. Our cries and demands can be so loud, like heavy rain beating on the window pane, that soon they become deafening and hide the presence of God. At what point will you become weary enough to let God take the reins? Doesn't God care for the sparrow? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or weep or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? That's Matthew 6:26. But if we really want to be honest, the birds don't have a family to raise, right? Bills to pay or keeping shelter for the family. False. They do. They do have a family. They have little ones to care for. But you see, the difference is the birds are just using a different currency than we do. So what if we adopted their currency? Now, our currency is money, right? Whether it's the euro, the American dollar. However, what if we used what the birds use? Trust and presence. Come into the presence of God. Commune with Him. Share your concerns. Voice your questions. And then be present. Stop trying to run your life your way all the time. Yes, you have to make decisions, but you know what? If you are present with God in your every day, I promise you He makes a way. He will show you the direction you're supposed to go. And you won't ever have to worry. You won't ever have to fear. Let your presence with God shelter you from the fears of your heart. Silence your fears, for God hears. Just because you're loud doesn't position you at the top of the line. You're not always going to get in first. You're not always going to get what you want first. God knows what you need every second of every day. So watch and hope for the Lord. Look for those blessings. Be alert. Be aware. They're around. But what about your cry? Is it too loud that you're deafening God? I think about my grandson. We're having so much fun with him this weekend. But his mom and dad call him the pterodactyl because he has this screech and it goes like supersonic of supersonic, and he is loud and his voice projects and he loves hearing his voice. So let me tell you, when he wants to tell you something, you definitely can hear it. However, it's sometimes so loud that you want to cover your ears. Then you don't hear, nor are you present. Watch and hope for the Lord. He will hear your cry and your whispers. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.